This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you want to confuse people real fast, just go ahead and start talking about healthcare reform, specifically insurance exchanges. Insurance exchanges are where, come 2014, individuals and small businesses are going to go to buy private insurance. The federal government and some states are going to help supervise things, and they don't want people not using those exchanges because they don't understand them. So the feds have hired a PR firm to spin their message into shape, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
For most people, health exchanges are a big black box. Deborah Cholet is a health economist with Mathematica.
Family and friends are absolutely clueless about what the exchange is. What they have heard is that there's something frightening about it.
And while exchanges sound wonky, no, super wonky, they aren't as complicated as they seem. Basically, they're like the websites Travelocity or Expedia, but for healthcare. People can go online and compare health insurance plans. That's the simple message the government is paying a PR firm $3 million to get out, that there's nothing to be afraid of. San Francisco ad exec Jeff Loeb says getting people to sign up for health insurance is doable.
If I give this the right brand name, it moves the needle for me, because suddenly I get the fact that this is the federal government giving me more choice about my choice of health insurance, and there's tons of evidence that people love choices.
Selling this idea is critical to the success of the health reform law. Again, Mathematica economist Deborah Cholet.
If not enough people sign up for insurance through the exchanges, then the cost of insurance through the exchange is going to be higher than the cost in the marketplace, and the exchange can't survive.
Cholet points to Massachusetts, whose exchange is called the Connector. She said state officials didn't appeal to people's minds, but to their fandom.
The Red Sox advertising the Connector during baseball games, that made a huge difference in enrollment in Massachusetts.
Not to mention, the Sox won the series. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.